Shalom aleichem, Rabosai. Today's daf is Erevin, daf lamed ches. I actually stopped a little bit too early yesterday. I'm two lines up on the bottom of lamed zayin amud beis, and then we'll get to the Mishnah. The Gemara had been discussing what Rabbi Shimon holds of Breira. Again, Breira being the whether you can retroactively say that this is what a person intended, this is what a person wanted. You have a retroactive chalos. That retroactively something is good based on later circumstances or occurrences. So we had a stira. Rabbi Shimon had said that you cannot use breira to do to take trumas and maestras from wine from a kuti. Yet on the other hand, he does hold that breira works. So the question was, why can't you use breira to take trumas and maestras from the wine of the kuti? So we had two different answers. We had an answer from Rava. Rava had said that you need to make sure, where is it over here in the Gemara, to be inan reishis shi'areh nikarin, you need to be able to distinguish between the truma and the maestras and whatever and the other stuff that you have separated. And therefore, again, when you're taking that case of the wine of the kuti, was you had a barrel of wine and you were just saying that, oh, the wine left over at the end, that'll be my trumas and maestras. Well, that's not different from the wine that you're separating it from, so that doesn't work over there. Another reason was that Rabbi Shimon was concerned that maybe that the barrel will break before you finish it, and then you won't be able to separate Shumas and Maestros, and then it'll turn out that you actually ended up drinking Tevel, which did not, you couldn't separate Shumas and Maestros from, because the rest of it all spilled out onto the floor. Okay, that was the two possibilities. The Gemara says, now just quickly, just to finish up before the Mishnah, before we switch topics completely, two lines up on Lamed Zayin of Bezu, L'may desolik adaitin me'ikara d'mi'inan reishis shi'areh nikarin ma'ika amrile. According to the first understanding, right, according to Rava, who said that the difference between saying Breira in general and saying Breira by this case of the taking wine from Akuti and separating Trudus and Maestros, what in the world does it have? Does the barrel breaking have to do with anything? Right? Meaning that brisa, that when we quoted Viboy Zema, like two lines up, Kedid the Katani, we learned in a brisa, Amru lo le Rabbi Meir. Right, this is a brisa talking that Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Meir. Why don't you say that maybe the thing will break, and then you won't be able to take the trumas and maestros? What does that have to do with separating the trumas and maestros from the actual produce that you're separating it from? What does that have to do with the gifts, the trumas and maestros, and the tevel being recognizably different? And breaking the barrel? What is that relevant? So Harki Kamrelei, the Gemara just says, this is what he meant to say to him. That Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Meir, Lididan, according to us, the Binan Rishon Shira Nikarin, right, that require that you have to be able to tell the difference between the two things that you're separating, so that's why it's no good. But according to you, right? Don't you admit that Shemi Dibaka Hanod Vinitsa Shosa Tvalim and Amafreya? Right? Why aren't you concerned? This is what Rabbi Shimon was saying to Rabbi Meir, right? Who you allow these trumos and maestros to be taken? Why aren't you concerned that you could lose the wine and then you won't be able to take the trumas and maestros in the future? So the kishibaka, yeah, okay, I'll worry about that then. That's what Rabbi Meir had answered him yesterday. I'll worry about it then, but I don't have to worry about it right now. Okay, fine. Sorry, that's just the end of that sugi over there. Probably should have taken up until that point yesterday. But either way, we're at the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are now talking about sort of in Yontif Yoma. The Gemara in Beitza distinguishes between regular Yontif, regular two-day Yontif in Chutz Laaretz, and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there assumes, it's a discussion. The Gemara in Beitza in general assumes that Yontif and Yontif Sheni are Shtei Kedushos, and Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. What does that mean? The Kedusha Achas, that basically it's one long day, according to Rosh Hashanah, specifically. That it's one long day, 48 hours, and there are certain halachic significances and ramifications of that distinction. The Gemara here is going to discuss whether Shabbos and Yontif, or Yontif and then Shabbos, right, when you have 2 days, is that one Kedusha Achas? Is that one long Kedusha? Or is that two different kalishos? And then, namely, the topic that's going to impact the realm of halacha that's going to impact us here is naturally eruv, in terms of eruv tchumim. How many do you need? If it disappeared in the middle of the first day, is it still good for the second day? And you can imagine, again, just talking out the logic before we get into it, right? If it's really one long day, the two yomtifs, or Shabbos and then yomtif, rather, so even if your eruv disappeared in the middle of Shabbos, so it's still good for Sunday, theoretically. If it's one long day, if it's two separate Shabbosos, so two different Kedushos, so then you would, theoretically need an Eruv for each specific day. And if it disappeared on the first day, so then you would no longer have an Eruv for the second day. Okay, so let's with that background, that's the concepts we're going to talk about right now. Let's see the Mishnah. Rabbi Elezer, Omer Yom Tov HaChasamach LeShabbos. Let's say you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos. Now this is not talking about our case of this year in a couple of days when Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and Sunday, because as I said at the outset, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRivka Damia, it's one day regardless. So this is talking about, let's say Yom Tov is Sunday, or let's say Yom Tov is Friday. Whether Yom Tov falls before or after Shabbos, Ma'arif Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can makes two Eruvin. V'omer, he can say, Eruvi Barishon the Mizrach, my Eruv for the first day is to the east. Uvisheni the Marav, and my Eruv for the second day is to the west. Or the opposite, Barishon the Marav, Lusheni the Mizrach. So Eruvi Barishon, Uvisheni Kivne Iri, Eruvi Vishneni, Uvarishon Kivne Iri. Right? You can make any sort of combination between the 2 days. Either the first day is to the east, the second day is to the west, or vice versa, or the first day is an Eruv, and the second day is I'm staying put, I'm staying home, my Eruv, my base of operations, Shvisa, my Kona Shvisa is my home, but you can stipulate and change it up, meaning Rabbi Elazar holds that Yom Tov and then Shabbos are two separate kedushos. They are for sure independent of each other. You can make two reruvim even in two separate directions, and that's totally fine. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. O ma'ariv lurach achas, o inu ma'ariv kol iker. Right? You can either make an eruv in one direction, or you can not make an eruv. O ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, or you can make an eruv for both days. O inu ma'ariv kol iker. Meaning, you can either go in one direction or nothing. And you can either make the Eruv for both days or nothing. Meaning that it's one Kedusha, according to the Chachamim. We'll see that's not exactly true, but theoretically, according to the Chachamim, it is one long day, so your Eruv has to be in one direction, and it can only be good for both days. Kezad Yaseh, so how do you do an Eruv for both days? And make sure doesn't disappear. Because again, if it's far away from your house, right, you're not putting it in your backyard, right, you don't need that. Right, you're putting it theoretically, 1,000, 2,000 amos away from where you are. So what do you do about that? So Malicham Barishon, again, we saw this Gemara earlier in the Masech that was quoted, this Mishnah. You can take it on the first day to wherever you want to be Kona Shvisa, Umakshich of Alav, and you can wait for nightfall, because again, an Erev is good from Benish Mashos. V'notla, then you take it home with him. And then he can travel, 2,000 amos from wherever that area was. Ubalo Basheni, and then you come back on the second day, Machshichalav, and you wait for nightfall, right? Again, because the second day you have you need the Erev to be in existence. V'Ochlo, you can eat it, right? Because again, if the second day is Shabbos, you'll see, I guess the Gemara will clarify, the Mishnah will clarify, but the second day is Shabbos, so you can carry it back with you, because again, the Eruv usually is in Rosh Hashanah. So the second day, you wait for nightfall, then you eat the Eruv, ubalo, and then you can leave. Then you see that you can benefit from his halicha, from his walking, and from his Eruv, because he gets to walk another 2,000 amos from where the Eruv was, and he gets to consume and eat the Eruv, and benefit that way. Nechal Barishon, if it was eaten on the first day, meaning if the Eruv disappeared or you ate it, Eruv of the Rishon Vein, Eruv of the Sheni. It's an Eruv for the first day, but it's not an Eruv for the second day. So that seems to imply that it's two Kedushos, right? So that's Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Modi Maten Li Shein Kishin Kedushos. One second, Rabbi Eliezer says. You can't tell me that it's Kedusha Achas, but if the Eruv disappears on the first day, it's no longer good for the second day. If it's Kedusha Achaz, it's one 48-hour period, so the moment you have an Eruv for the first day, So then it should be good for the second day, regardless of what happens to it. So that's Rabbi Eliezer jumps on them and says, what are you talking about? You argued with me in the first place and said, it seemingly implied that it was one long day, and now you're telling me that if the Erev disappears in the middle of the first day, it's no good for the second day. That seems to imply, like my Shita, that it's two Kedushos. So the Gemara will talk about that in a second. So, first of all, the Gemara says like this, L'ruach achas my nihu. When the Chachamim said you can make an Erev for one direction, so what do you mean? Right? The Shnei Yonim, and then you said that the Chachamim said that you can make the Erev for 2 days. The Shnei Yonim my nihu, what does that mean? Right? L'ruach achas, it must mean one direction for 2 days. So, Hainu Kamaiso, that's the same as the first case. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Meaning, both of those points say the same thing, namely that it's Kedusha Achas, and you can only make one Eruv for both days. So why do you need to say it twice? So, So this is what the Chachamim were saying to Rabbi Elazar. Don't you admit that you can't make two Eruvim for half of a Shabbos? And one half of Shabbos is to the north, and one half of the Shabbos is to the south. So I'm a lehen aval. He said to them, "Yeah, I agree." So they said back to him, "Kishem she'im ma'arvin liyom echad chetzi oladarim chetzi letzafon." Just like you can't make an Erev for one Shabbos, half a day to the north and half a day to the south. Or I guess it's the other way around: half a day to the south, half a day to the north. Kachim ma'arvin the shnei yomim tovim, the shnei yomim yom echad lemizrach yom echad lemarev. So too Yom Tov and Shabbos back to back is one long day, and you can't make one Eruv to the east and one Eruv to the west. Rabbi Elazar, what did Rabbi Elazar say? By Shabbos, right? By 1 day versus 2 days? Okay, awesome. Kedusha Achas, Hachas, Shnei Kedushos. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's exactly the point. By a single Shabbos, that's 1 day of Kedusha. So you can't make an Eruv in one direction and an Eruv in another direction. By Yom Tov and then Shabbos, or Shabbos and then Yom Tov, so that's two Kedushos, and you can change up your Eruv accordingly. Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said back to them, "Yeah, temodim shem eruv beraglov biyom rishon." Right, let's say a person sets up his eruv beraglov with his feet. Meaning, you know, we keep on talking about an eruv tchumim with food. Right, you can set up your eruv tchumim 2,000 amos that way. You put some food down. Great. The other way to set up an eruv is to be where you are. You can set it where you live. Use your feet. So that's a Gemara's gonna. You don't actually. You yourself can make an Eruv as well. Right? So you're making an Eruv with your own presence. So don't you admit to me, Rabbi Elazar says, that if a person makes an Eruv with his feet, with his own presence on the first day, Ma'ariv Baraglav Yom Sheni. So he can also make an Eruv with himself on the second day. I mean, you yourself can travel and be Kona Shvisa for the second day. Nechal Eruv Obeyom Rishon. And if the Eruv was eaten on the first day, and Yotzin Alav Yom Sheni, you cannot use it for the second day. So they said, yeah, we agree to that. We agree that that's true. That if it disappears on the first day, you cannot use it for the second day, and you're toast. You don't have an Eruv. So it means then Rabbi Elazar said back to them, how that you base Kedusha Sheni. So therefore it must be, right, that seems to imply that it's two Kedushos. So the Rabbanan, and again, that's what we said at the end of the Mishnah. So why do the Rabbanan say, on the one hand, that you can't make an Eruv in one direction and in the other direction for 2 days, and yet they also say that if the Eruv disappears on the first day, you can no longer use it on the second day. So the Rabbanan, the Gemara answer is, Sfukim Misaf Galu, because the Rabbanan were Mesupuk. The Rabbanan had a suffix whether it was 1 day or 2 days. The Hakol Chumra, Hakol Chumra. Therefore, they were Machmir in both directions in case it's 1 day or 2 days, right? They went the Chumra in both scenarios. So, in the case where the Erev disappeared, they're going to be Machmir, maybe it's 2 days of Yontif and 2 days of Kedusha, and you can't use the Erev on the second day. But in the case where you want to make two different directions, an Erev to the east and an Erev to the west, so they're going to be Machmir, and maybe it's one Kedusha, and therefore you can't make an Erev in both directions for the 2 days for Shabbos and Yontif. Amr lo to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, "Yeah, tamod she'im arvin betchila miyantav l'Shabbos." Don't you admit that you can't make an eruv on Yontif for Shabbos? He said, "Yeah, you can't make an eruv from Yontif to Shabbos." So they said back then, Hali Kedusha Akasi. So, well, okay, then apparently it's one Kedusha. So Rabbi Eliezer, Hasam Mishum Achana. Rabbi Eliezer would said back then, no, simply that, no, you're not allowed to be Meichin from Shabbos to the Yontif. That's a din of Achana. That's the Gemara's in Beitza talk about that. That a person is not allowed to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, from Shabbos to Yontif. Right, that's a separate issue. Not that the Eruv would be no good. Right, that's not because it's Kedusha Achas. In Echanami, you can't set up an Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but not because it's Kedusha Achas, that's because of Hachana. Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan, another Raisa. Eruv Baragla Biyom Rishon, Marev Baragla Biyom Sheni. If you made an Eruv with your feet where you were on the first day, he needs to do that again, meaning Marev Baragla Biyom Sheni, he needs to kind of reestablish himself. On the second day, meaning, let's say the case is like this. Let's say you went out of the city and you ate your meal, I don't know, 1,000 amos outside the city. So that was, I guess, meal is a bad example because we're talking about Kona Baragla. Let's say you learned Torah 1,000, you know, amos outside of the city. So you have to go back and do that again for the second day, otherwise, you're stuck within using the city or your house inside the city as your makom shvisa. Nechal eruva biyom rishon. If your eruv was eaten on the first day, so then in yotzin olav biyom sheni, you can't use it for the second day. Devi Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hare ze chamar gamal. And that's again the chamar gamal, the case. That's it's like you're pulling a donkey and pulling a camel. You're being led by the donkey rather, and you're trying to pull a camel. You're stuck between two cases, so you have to be machmir in both ways. You have to be take the minimum shear, right, 1,000 amos to one way, right? You're only stuck, you're only allowed to take those 1,000 amos between those two places. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, Omrim, Erev Baraglav Barishon, if you made an Erev with your feet, with your presence on the first day, Ein Ma'ariv Baraglav B'Sheni, you're not allowed to make an Erev with your you don't need to make an eruv with your feet on the second day. Nechal eruv biyom rishon yotzei alav b'sheni. And if, similarly, if your eruv was eaten on the first day, you're still allowed to go and use it for the second day because according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's vaday one kedusha. Meaning we have three shitas here. Rabbi Elazar says it's for sure two. Shtei Kedushos, the Chachamim who said it's a Suffolk, and therefore they're Machmer in both directions. And now we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, that say that it is for sure one Kedusha, and therefore anything that happened to, you know, on the first day is still valid for the second day. Amar Rav Halacha, Kedalad Zakenim Halalu. The Halacha is like these four Talmidei Chachamim, these four Zakenim, who we're about to quote. Valiba Rabbi Elazar, and they Paskin, like, excuse me, Rabbi Eliezer, that is Shtei Kedushos. The Amar, like we said, Dibet Amar Beis Kedushos. Hey, Ve'elu, hey, Dalet, Zekinim, these are the four, Talmei Chachamim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Bar, Yehudas Timta. Ve'ikad Amar, some people say, Uchad Minahu, that one of them was Rabbi Eliezer, Umafik, Rabbi Yossi, Bar, Yehudas Timta, right? Some people say, take out Rabbi Yossi, and put in Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, one second. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ibchu Shimon Lehu. The first line in this Amud just said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael both hold that it's for sure one Kedusha, not two. The Gemara says, Ibchu, you're right. So reverse it around. So it must be that they agree with the Tanakama, or they agree with Rebbe, who quoted that actually it is two Kedushas. So, yeah, I knew Rebbe. So, if that's true, so they agree with Rebbe. So, Ema, so the Gemara says, yeah, you should just say that Bechinam Rav Shimon Gamliel, that not that they disagree with Rebbe, that they agree with Rebbe, that it is Beis Kedushas. Vili Chashuv Nami Rebbe, so why don't we count Rebbe in the list of the four Tanayim and the four Zakenim who hold that it's two Kedushas? So, Rebbe Tani Lo Velo Savar Lo, because Rebbe was just quoting that sheet, Rebbe doesn't, he himself doesn't actually hold of it. So Rabbanan Nami Tanalo Velo Sarvilo. So maybe the other Rabbanim also just are quoting that Shita and don't hold of it. So Gemara says, Rav Gemara Gamirla. So Rav, no, Rav had a Gemara, Rav had a Mesora, that's how those Tanayim actually held. Okay. Kinach Namshi the Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, Ayon Rav Chisda Lemirma the Rav Adarav. Rav Chisda came and went to the base Medrash, and he said, I was stira within Rav. Miyom Rav Halacha Dal Zakenim, the Rav really say that Halacha is like these four Zakenim who say, Avalibu the Rebelezer, Damash the Kedushos, saying that, right, that it's two Kedushos. Va'itmar, it was said, Shabbos V'yomtiv, if you have Shabbos and then Yantiv Rav, Amar Nolda Bazet Asur Bazet. This is the Gemara, the beginning of Beitza, that if an egg was born on the first day, it's usher on the next day. An egg that is born on, let's say, on Shabbos, is going to be usher to be used on Yom Tov. Meaning, if it was not, right, the Gemara over there at the beginning, right, that's a whole discussion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and they go back and forth as to why, that, right, the Gemara talks about in terms of why, but Lamaisa, if it's two Kedushos, and if it's one Kedusha, so that an egg laid on that day is either Nolad or the Gemara there, up until Gimel at Amud Aleph, I think, has a bunch of different options, either to pay yourself no shrine or zavin, or different xeras, and we're not to get into it now. But Lamaisa, if it's one kedusha, so then it's going to be usher on the next day. Meaning it's one kedusha. If it's something that's born, something that's nolad, for example, it's going to be usher on that day. That's yes or nolad. Let's just take one answer, let's take one explanation. So Rav says, no, the bazeh b'sur bazeh. If it's two separate days, right, it's as if it's like Friday and Shabbos, so then why would an egg born on Shabbos be usher on Yom Tov? What's the difference? Why would that be true? Again, if it's one Yom Tov, if it's one Kedusha, so then it would be usher. If it's two Kedushas, so then it would be mutter. And here you're telling me that Rav says that it's usher. Right? Rav, a few minutes ago, quoted for Zakenim that told me that it's base Kedushas, so that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two separate Kedushas, so then why is the egg going to be usher? So Rav says it's usher, Mishum Achana. No, in Echanamayat, over there is the Isra of Achana, the Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Vayab, Yamashishi, Vayachinu, Es Asher Yavu. It was on the sixth day. You have to prepare for Shabbos. Chol mechin the Shabbos, or chol mechin the Yom Tov. You can prepare on a weekday for Shabbos or Yom Tov, but ve'ein Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos, ve'ein Shabbos mechin the Yom Tov. You can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's a different reason, not because it's two kedushos, but because of hachana. Amar le'abai ela haditan. But that which we learned, ketzad hu osem olicha barishon or machshik alav v'notlo ubalo b'sheni machshik alav v'ochlo. Ubalo, right, one second, we just taught, if you remember that we just quoted this case, that what does a person do? He can take his Eruv with him on the first day, wait for sundown, and then the Eruv is Chal, because again, Eruv is Chal at Be'in Shmashos, Venotlo, Ubalo Vesheni, then he comes on the next day, right, either Shabbos or Yantif, whatever the second day is, let's say it's Shabbos, Umachshech Avalav Ochlo, and he waits for sundown on Friday afternoon, and then he eats it because he can't carry the Eruv back with him. Ubalo, and he goes home. What are you talking about? How could you take an Eruv with you on, let's say, Friday afternoon, again, Friday being Yom Tov, bring it with you to a place where you're going to eat it on Shabbos, or you're going to use it as an Eruv on Shabbos? That's Hachana, that's preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Amalei Rabba, Mistvar, Sofa Yom Kone Eruv? Rabba says, what are you talking about? The end of the day, meaning after Be'in Shmashos is when the Eruv works? No, Tchilas Hayom Kona Eruv, the beginning of the day. Meaning the beginning of Be'in Shmashos is Kona the Eruv. V'Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. So therefore, excuse me, Shabbos prepares for itself, right? It's not the Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's Shabbos preparing for itself. I said it the other way around. And we had originally said that the Erev comes in at the beginning of Be'in Shmashos. So that would be the end of the day. That would be the end of the day of Yom Tov. So here we're saying that, no, Tchilas Hayom Kona Erev, the beginning of the Shabbos is when the Erev works, and therefore Shabbos Mechin La'atzma. That, meaning that you're now preparing for Shabbos itself when you bring the Erev back. And it only works until Shabbos starts. So you're not doing something on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You are doing something on Shabbos for Shabbos, right? Walking the Erev to the place is not usher. Just taking it over there is not a problem because it's not doesn't halachically come into effect until Shabbos hits. But when the egg is when you have a beitzah shenol the Yom Tov, So that's already you're able to eat that egg. That's already something that theoretically is prepared for Shabbos, whereas the Eruv only comes into effect when Shabbos begins. So Gemara says that's El Me'ata. If that's true, that the Eruv comes into effect at the end of Banish Mashos, meaning at the beginning of Shabbos. So what about that case we quoted 2 days ago? Yarv Ubalagin, meaning you should be able to use, but that case we quoted a couple days ago, is that you have a bottle of wine, it's Tevel, but for whatever reason, the owner says, we're going to take Trumas Meiser on Shabbos. Meaning that it'll become whatever it is. Meaning we'll take the Trumas Meiser, should be separated out from when Shabbos hits. So in that case, meaning if the Erev falls out and the Erev is Chal at the end of Banish Mashos, so that's exactly when the Trumas Meiser is separated, and therefore the wine should be able to be drunk. It is able for a Kohen is able to drink that wine at the moment Shabbos comes in, because it becomes Trumas Meiser, it's no longer Tevel. So what we learned before, that it's no good, meaning therefore that would seemingly prove that the Erev needs to be Chal at the beginning of Banish Mashos, before Shabbos started. So Gemara says, no, the reason that's no good is because Be'inan Suda Haruya Bibo Yom Vileka, because you need to be able to consume the Eruv before Shabbos hits. That's a separate din, and irrespective of when the Eruv is actually Chal, you need to be able to consume it on Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's no good because it was Tevel. Ay, Allah Haditznan. If that's true, 1 second, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Yom Tov, Asamach L'Shabbos, Bim L'Fnat Ben L'Acharei, Me'arev Adam Shnei Ruvim, right, according to Rabbi Elazar, right, if you have Yom Tov before Shabbos, or Shabbos before Yom Tov, right, a person makes 2 Eruvim, right, 1 for each day, right, Mistama, right, you're making those 2,000 Amos away from each other, but you can't actually get at the second Eruv, right, regardless of which direction, because it's outside of your Tchum. The Gemara says, "How about Inan Suda Haruya Mibodiyom Malaka?" Right, you need to be able to eat the Suda, the Erev that you made on that day. Again, let's say you made 1 Erev for Shabbos or 1 Erev for Sunday, which is Yom Tov, and the first Shabbos Erev is 2,000 Amos to the east, and the second Erev is 2,000 Amos to the west. Well, if you need to be able to eat the Erev for the second day on the first day, meaning on Shabbos, so that Erev is now 4,000 Amos away from your Eruv, and that's inaccessible, you can't eat it. So how in the world, if you're telling me that you need to be able to eat your Eruv, you have to be able to eat your Eruv on Eruv, whatever day the Eruv is for, so how does that work? How could you make an Eruv 2,000 Amos on one direction, 2,000 Amos in another direction? You can't get at the second Eruv on the first day. So Gemara says, no, so that's not the case. It's, there wasn't 2,000 Amos and 2,000 Amos. As far as the Marachle, Besof Alpayim Amalekan, Besof Alpayim Amalekan, it wasn't 2,000 low. The Marachle, Besof Elef Amalekan, Besof Elef Amalekan. It was really only 1,000 Amos in each direction, and therefore you were totally fine, because when you set an Amma, when you set an area of 1,000 Amos to the east and 1,000 Amos to the west, so even if you take the first Eruv, 1,000 Amos to the east, you still have 2,000 Amos to the west, and then you can get at that second Eruv on Shabbos, right? And then it's still Efshar to be, you're able to eat it on Mibod Yom before Yom Tov, or before Shabbos, depending on what case it is. Okay. Shkoach, call the Rabosai.